From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
My name is Caden Coleman. You're listening to It's Kinda Late. If you didn't know, this is the RSU Radio late night talk show variety show every Friday at 7 p.m. And you can find it right here, of course, on 91.3 FM, or if you're listening through RSU Radio, we love you both. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a fun time, like always. If you miss an episode, don't forget that we have a podcast version of this. Isn't that right, Caleb?
That's correct.
Almost instantaneously, I will say. Don't quote me on it. But usually the podcasts are uploaded right after. Usually.
Or at least on Monday. Monday at the latest.
But they are actually on the Apple Podcasts. They're on Spotify. You can find them anywhere in case you miss an episode. So there's no excuse never to miss. And also, I always bring it up because I always love having new guests and random folks come and play radio games and all that stuff and interview. If you ever want to be on the show, please email itskindalateshow@gmail.com with your name, your age, and why you should be on the show. Because I would love for people to be on the show to play some cool games, because we have some cool games. I'll tell you, last episode got a lot of praise. If I do say so myself. Last episode we had Karen reviews and everything.
Getting to your head.
What do you say?
The power's getting to your head.
It's getting to my head, and that's why you need to try and take over.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there's a lot. That fan response section went over super well. And last episode, I forgot somebody's answer. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I forgot someone's answer. I figured it out. And it leads into our segment of fan questions. But Nico, my friend Nico, friend of the show, chose Fast 9. As his most absurd answer. Absurd movie of all time. I've heard it's pretty absurd. And close your ears if you don't want to hear spoilers. I haven't even watched it. But I've heard they go to space in the next one.
And this one. It's not the next one.
They go to space.
Yeah.
And part of me thinks that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I love that movie series, but they're going to space with cars.
Well, to be fair, once you have 8 sequels to a movie, what else are you going to do? I mean, like, there's not much else that you can do.
But come on, the first thing you choose is space. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy. But speaking of, we have more this episode for y'all to participate, and we have some great answers for you. And earlier we talked about, you know, the show getting to my head. Do you know what's getting to my head, Caleb?
Oxygen?
That? The blood flow is getting there, but also it's 4 days from my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Are you excited?
I mean, sure, yeah.
I'm going to cry because, do you know what? Like, I went all out for your birthday party on this show, and you wouldn't even say happy birthday to me.
You're right. And I'm going to be very transparent here. I haven't even got you a gift yet.
Oh, it's okay.
But your birthday party is like next weekend. So
The gift is your friendship.
No, I know you value me for your gifts.
Not for my gifts.
You value me for my gifts.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're producing gifts. It's a gift.
Hmm. Thank you.
But since we're talking about my birthday, we're planning a trip recently, and it's...
Are we going to space?
we're making Fast 10. We're going to space. Yes. And I've realized, like, how hard it is to plan a freaking trip. Or
Are
even
you sure
a get-together.
About that?
What was that?
Are you sure about that?
Is that a new one? I haven't even heard that one. Oh, my goodness.
You know who that is?
That is, that's John Cena.
John Cena.
That's John Cena.
I wish I had the John Cena thing right now. I would have played it, but.
Okay. Interesting. T. But anyways, I'm going to... Random transition, but I have read this news story and it reminded me of you. Okay,
that's scary.
I know. You always know it's scary when I think about you, because usually I think about you and, you know,
not in the most negative.
It's anger,
in the most positive.
It's anger. But didn't you apply to be an Uber Eats driver?
I am one.
You're all. You won? You applied?
I won. Yay, I won.
Round of applause.
Yay.
Caleb's side hustle. of being an Uber Eats driver become a reality? How do you feel?
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I've been a DoorDasher for a year. Actually, crazy thing, I literally got an email today that says it's my Dashiversary. I became a DoorDash a year ago today.
So now you got to pick sides now.
Yeah, you can do both.
I don't know. Kind of a homewrecker move.
If you order in the Tulsa area, I might be delivering your food to you.
Maybe.
Maybe you need me a little extra tip.
We should do a, it's kind of late, through an Uber Eats. We asked
the delivery people. Beast Burger?
That might be illegal.
Eh, probably.
But an Uber Eats driver recently won $250,000 in the lottery. And it wasn't you. And you just missed
that out. Thanks for pointing that out.
And it was signed to Grateful Mom.
Come on.
And she like hit her face because they don't want, you know how people, when they win the lottery, they like hide their identity or whatever.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it's because like they don't want people to come after them, but like hire security. You're rich now.
Well, if you look at the picture, and here's the thing, I might share a picture of this on RSU Radio. If you look at the picture of what she looks like, you can't even see her face, but you see her crazy hat peeking out the check, and she looks like a freaking monster. And to think that she won the lottery, and
maybe
I
it is a monster.
I am poor. It makes me want to cry.
There's no proof that she's a human being.
It's just a fake person. That is a conspiracy theory right there. But there's that. That reminded me of you, so that I would say it. But on to the fan suggestions. Things I wanted to ask, because I saw some things today that I thought I would ask the fans out there.
Fan suggestions or fan submissions?
Fans, they submitted answers.
Because a suggestion would imply that they're suggesting something.
One of them is suggestion. Oh, okay. The other one just said answer.
Reading them first now?
Yeah. So we'll read them first and then we'll say it to the end of the episode, the answers. So it's not too late to submit your answers to be on the air. So if you go to my Instagram, which is Caden Coleman Official, you can submit your answers there to be featured on the air. So feature them now so you make it towards the end.
How does it feel being official?
I've always felt official.
Well, now you're...
To be fair, I made myself official. It's not like, you know, someone's like, you know what, this guy needs to be the official.
Do you have any fan pages?
Multiple fan pages. I can't tell you about... I can't tell you about them because they want to be anonymous, but...
Don't think that's the right word.
Anonymous? Okay, that's so good. Oh, my gosh! Bruh. What is it?
Anonymous.
What was I saying?
You said Among Us. The first one you said, it wasn't...
Well, what I was saying was...
This is your brain right now.
It was my brain.
What were you saying?
There is mac and cheese ice cream.
You okay?
That's it.
Did you bring some?
No, it's rare. And literally, like, can you imagine having mac and cheese ice cream? Moldy city up in that thing.
I think it sounds kind of good.
It is made by Van Leeuwen Ice Cream. They sell it like it's supposed to be delicious, but like it looks absolutely disgusting. It looks like, it kind of looks like orange sherbet a little bit, but you know it doesn't taste like it.
I want to try it. Like, I want
Here's
you.
A description.
Can you please bring some next time?
Yes.
Okay. I'll depend on you for that.
Here's a description. It says, nothing makes us happier than this Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. If this reminds you of the ice cream you grew up with, you might be out of your mind. If this reminds you of comforting bowl of Kraft mac and cheese you grew up with, you're getting warmer. Because did we make this ice cream with that buttery, sweet, iconic cheese? You bet. Cringe.
And as a producer, I have to say, we're not being sponsored by
mac and cheese. Because I just said cringe, so we're definitely not sponsored.
Well, you can still roast people you're sponsored by.
I just don't know who thought it was a good idea.
Probably Kraft.
Kraft's like, we need to get on that. They try to be a meme. Anyways, I saw that and I thought I would ask the audience weird snacks that they love and they crave, or weird recipes that they like. because definitely Kraft mac and cheese ice cream is an odd snack. And if anyone's favorite snack is that, they might need some mental help.
It's mine.
Mert, mert, mert. That means that you're in trouble.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, we have some good suggestions coming up on the air of recipes that you don't want to miss. So stay tuned towards the end of the episode for those answers. But as well as that, you know, Kayla, that I'm obsessed with bone popping videos.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, chiropractic videos.
I've definitely never seen you like sit and watch them for 2 hours during work whenever you're supposed to be doing other stuff.
First off, don't try to expose me, A. And B, that is defamatory.
Why are you bullying me?
I'm going to sue you, and you're a liar. Because even though I do like them, I don't watch them at work. Even though I ask to pop people's backs all the time, because I love it. I love hearing the popping things. But do you know what, though? There's a dog chiropractor, like an animal chiropractor. I didn't even know dogs and animals need that.
I mean, they have bones. So.
But he even did like a snake. I'm like, what is a snake going to feel?
They're just one big spine, basically.
But like, that must feel good for them, though. They're one big old spine getting their bone popped.
Just like imagine popping your entire body at the exact same time.
Ugh. Like a jolt of energy just rushes through you. But the dog ones are kind of scary because the dogs kind of like bark and yap whenever they get popped.
What the dog doing?
What the dog doing? That's a meme, in case you don't know that, but it's weird to think that animals, they even did like horses and everything.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure about that. It was scary. But part of me is like, you know, the relief on that animal must be immaculate.
Let's go.
But I asked you guys, as I, you know, thought about my obsession with bone popping videos, what was y'all's secret weird obsession? Or kind of guilty pleasure, I guess you could call it. But as always, you can go to my Instagram and submit your answers, because it's never too late to submit your answers. And again,
it is kind of late, though.
Give that a boo. Give it a boo. That's
actually
a boo.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a
no. It sucks that he's in control of that, because I wish I could just use the force and like put the boo instead. But again, those answers will be read out loud at the end of the show. So there's always still time to submit your answers. And other than that, we're going to head out to a quick break. And I'm telling you, once you guys come back, we'll have a fun, fun guest. I'm going to keep it a little bit of a surprise. And you guys may not know who it is, but he's a very special friend to me. And he'll be on the show after the short break. So after the short break, say short break one more time. I'm going to pass out.
Short break.
We'll see you after this short break for more. It's Kind of Late. So we'll see you then.
Now back to It's Kind of Late.
All right. Welcome back to It's Kind of Late. And before the break, I said we have a very special guest. Didn't I say that, Caleb?
You did say that, yes.
And isn't it a special guest?
Yes.
So this friend of mine, he's been gone in the military, and I lived with him. So trust me, there's definitely some stories there, and he knows me better than most people. He barely can stand me at this point.
Wait, how does it feel having two ex-roommates in the room right now?
Oh, you see what I cry? Oh, I didn't get to introduce you yet.
Don't talk yet.
Back from the military for a short break, we have my friend, my ex-roommate, and my ex-friend, Ethan Adams.
It's nice to be on the radio. It's my first time.
Yeah, he's shy. Also, I said ex-friend. I meant that as a joke. I don't think you even caught that.
I didn't.
We're still best buds. We're brothers. That's what we say.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure. Caleb, I used to be roommates with Caleb. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I hate this guy. Yeah. And then I thought I would roommate with Ethan. And then Ethan went to the military.
Ethan moved away from you.
Which, you know what? You know, round of applause for everyone in the military first. Give him a cheer. Ethan, stand up. Stand up.
Stand up. Yes.
You can't see it, but he's standing up. Thank you for everybody that's in the service. Yes.
Okay, you can sit down.
Back down. How does it feel being back in Claremore?
It feels pretty weird. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of changes. It feels good to be back with my family, my friends, mm-hmm. my brothers. You know?
Oh,
sweet. Feels good to just be back to normal for a little while.
Hey, Caden, what are you sipping there? That was kind of wild.
No, I know. I didn't realize. No. But the sad part is you're not going to be back for that much longer. But do you know what, though? That's because time's flying by when you're having fun.
I'm saying boo because he's leaving. Not.
Oh, I was gonna say what?
I'm not rude.
And it kind of was last minute when you came back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like a few weeks notice.
Yeah, I knew about 3 days before I got my leave, maybe.
That's crazy. Imagine living that life. That's why it's even more grateful. Stand up, Ethan. Stand up.
Stand up again.
Stand up again. Hold on. That military life, I can't commend it enough. I'm telling you, everyone out there. Down. I am just a kind of a simp for the military people. We love them.
What does a simp mean for those who don't know?
Simp means...
Squirrels in my pants.
Huh?
Squirrels in my pants.
Simply incredible Minecraft player.
That's what it means. Yeah. Simp means basically you give anything and everything to somebody and like don't even think about the real life aspects of it. Is that good? You define it.
The thing is, it's in a negative way typically.
But not for the military.
No, no.
I'm proud to be an American. I think simp
isn't the best word for that. But no. I think people understand what
I'm a simp for America.
You're a supporter of the United States military.
An avid supporter.
There you go. Do you donate
avid.
To them? Or you just...
I fund the whole Pentagon.
He uses taxes every year.
Oh, yeah. I pay him. The Pentagon, I fund that whole program.
Can you give us inside information about the aliens then?
Area 51, you got any secrets? Yeah.
Ethan is an alien. Ethan is an alien. He's been in the program for a while. anyways, we're just going off the rails already. So we were talking. We hanged out for the first time literally a few days ago. And I was talking with Ethan. I was like singing or talking about Driver's License. The song,
yeah.
The classic.
You can't just say I was talking about Driver's License.
Well, yeah. But if you know the song, you know it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal. And Ethan did not know what it was.
No, I never even heard it. Even heard about it.
Have you still not heard it?
I still haven't heard it.
Oh my gosh.
You still haven't, what?
I think you may have played a sample of it, but I never heard the full song.
So you're saying that you've still never even like heard the song before?
No.
You need to leave!
That is crazy to me. And here's the thing, that's just the dedication of the service, you know?
True.
I would have you stand up one more time, but I don't want
His
you
legs
to
are tired.
Break your legs. Yeah.
His legs are tired.
But I thought, do you know what? There's some things you might have missed. So I thought I would just give you the rundown of what happened when you were gone. You probably already know about these things, okay? So driver's license number one. You haven't heard of that. Sad. I'm going to cry. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No, I did not.
So you don't know the weekend meme?
No.
Oh my gosh. Do you know who won the Super Bowl?
I heard about it, but I can't remember who won.
It's my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That true? I don't even remember.
Well, yeah, they did. And I'm a Buccaneers fan, so I was very pleased by it.
Big moment. Do you feel sad that you missed it?
I mean, not really.
Roasted.
Buccaneers aren't really my team. I'm a Packers guy.
You need to leave.
Packers guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, he's used to losing then.
Yeah.
Oh. You're a Tom Brady fan. You're used to deflating balls over here. That's the team.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. He'll come on the show and defend himself.
Aaron Rodgers?
Tom Brady.
I'd be fine with
he's
that.
He's a winner. I mean, you can't bring him down.
I mean, yeah, he kisses his son. I mean, he's a winner in that way.
He's a good dad. Judge people's parental.
I'm not judging. Just go look it up and decide for yourself.
It's a pretty interesting video. I did see that one.
It's pretty interesting.
But he still has more rings than anybody else. So, you know, there's that.
Is he going to retire? Was there any retirement talk?
Nope.
Him winning?
I don't know. You know I don't know anything about sports.
He's coming for two. Coming for back-to-back.
Coming for two. Anyways, you've heard of the ship that got stuck in
Canal? You didn't even discuss the meme.
The weekend meme.
Yeah.
I'll show it
to you. You have not seen that. That is crazy. And here's the thing.
Was it during the music video or what was it about?
It was during the halftime show. He was running around. And people were putting, like, me following the hostess from Olive Garden and has him running around. It was a huge deal. It was big. It was huge. This next one's kind of stupid, but it was a pretty big deal, too. You hear about that ship that got stuck in the canal,
yeah,
right?
I heard about that. Yeah.
But
I
not
think I saw that on TikTok, maybe?
But not the weekend.
Not the weekend. Or the other
driver's license.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you feel about that one? I thought that one's pretty slidable.
Yeah, and the canal was like a big, like, worldwide news kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, makes sense.
Okay, we'll tolerate that one. We'll tolerate that one. How about you hear about Bernie Sanders and his mittens?
Bernie Sanders and his mittens?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Did you guys get a picture?
Oh my gosh, that was pretty big too.
Bernie Sanders or Barry Sanders?
Bernie. Bernie McGurney.
Never heard about it.
You know who Bernie Sanders is though. There's a picture of him at inauguration where he's sitting in a chair, looking disheveled, and people put him sitting in random places. Caleb's pulling a picture right now. If you've not seen it at home, you might be a little wild.
Okay.
You seen that?
I haven't seen it, but I see the appeal.
The appeal was real.
RC Radio too.
Yeah, I made a post about it on RC Radio. It's him just sitting random spots in the station. It was fun. It was fun. Next one. The Snyder Cut.
I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it yet. What's it on? Is it on Hulu, Netflix?
HBO Max. Brought to you by...
I'll have to watch that.
Not HBO Max. We're brought to you by the RC Radio. RC Radio. I still voice crack and I'm turning 20. It's okay.
Bruh.
How about the Oprah meme?
Which one? She's got so many.
Yeah, there's a lot of Oprah memes.
The one where she's doing the interview and she's like... People can't at home can't see. But basically, she's doing the interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Was it that big of a deal?
I don't even remember it really. I don't even remember it, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
She was interviewing people?
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest thing that you found out when you came back? I feel like you've been gone like Vietnam or something. The biggest thing you...
Biggest thing...
You missed WandaVision.
Yeah, Loki. Missed all the Marvel series. What else? We got a Wendy's in Claremore. That wasn't that big, but...
Hey, that's a big deal.
Worldwide news.
Trump was suing a bunch of different people.
Uh-huh. He sued me.
About fraud.
He sued me.
Yeah.
That's probably about it, yeah.
Well...
I think out of all those, Wendy's is the best.
The Wendy's in Claremore?
The biggest one, yeah.
That's the biggest thing. That's the only reason he came back.
Yeah.
Is the Wendy's?
I could have saved my leave, but heard about Wendy's. I had to come back. Give it a try.
Get a taste of it. Just drove right back. And then you realize, I'm happy to see my family while I'm here.
Yeah.
You have any cool? I hate to be that guy. You know. Any cool military stories you can tell?
I mean, I feel like everybody's basic experience is pretty much the same. I mean, but the infantry is a little bit different. You get to shoot some more guns. You get to shoot or throw some frag grenades. Learn different battle drills and stuff like that.
Don't they do those crazy things where they wake everyone up in the middle of the night?
And yeah, just... at the very beginning, yeah. I think
is that atrocious?
Three times.
What's the worst thing you had to do?
Worst thing I had to do?
Because they do, like, you know, kind of, not hazing. It's kind of like, you know, just tough orientation, I'll call it that.
Yeah, they can't do the shark attacks anymore because it was...
What is that?
When you get off the bus, they just start screaming at you, and they just all just start screaming at you and getting mad at you and all kinds of
stuff.
That's
just me when I get home.
Exactly.
That's just me when I get home. They can't do that?
No. I mean, they still scream at you, but it's just a lot different than it used to be back in the day.
But what was, like, I've heard about these midnight drills where they just, like, push everyone out of the bunkers.
The bunkers? The barracks?
The barracks.
Yeah.
The bunkers. Bro, what's the bunkers? The bunkers is.
What was that?
In the middle of night. What do they make you do when you push them out of the bunkers?
I mean, we either get smoked, so got to do like push-ups and physical exercise, or
you let that be like definitely
like a
knowing
fire drill, like way late night fire drill. That was one thing we did at the very beginning. Or like during the FTX, our last field training exercise, they would do indirect fire, so do like a mock mortar coming in, and then you have to grab all your stuff and move out to a different patrol base. And that's probably what you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really do that much.
This one's
late
scary.
Night barracks stuff. Yeah,
all of it sounds scary.
Couldn't do that.
That's why
I have to wake up before 9 o'clock and freak out. So
I don't even wake up. Sometimes I just die in my sleep.
Wow.
How does that work?
Here's the thing. I'm always late to things, so I mean, I could never. I could never. Ethan knows because he lived with me.
True.
We have some stories from that, too.
A lot of stories.
Too many stories.
Tell one right now, then.
You're if you have one story, tell me now.
Tell me. I don't.
I want to say. I want Ethan to tell me a story.
He's a guest. Yeah.
Put you on the spot right there for that.
Yeah.
Do we have any good memories? We don't have a lot.
Yeah, we got a lot of good memories.
Mm. I'm just being sarcastic.
I can't really think of a story right now.
I know we're just too good. One time I got stuck in an elevator.
Oh, story. There was one time I was making an omelet, and I set off the fire alarm.
No, and here's the thing. If you know Ethan, you know he's pretty defensive. But not in like a way where it's like he's going to fight you defensive, but like you gotta, we teased him. He was cooking sausage, I think it was, and the fire alarm went off.
Sausage.
And we didn't open the window. We went downstairs immediately, and everyone's like pissed.
What time was it? It's probably like 4 or 5, maybe 6.
Everyone's very angry.
Like in the morning or in the afternoon?
Afternoon, but it was kind of like, you know, kind of midday.
People midday was like, everybody was out of classes doing like whatever they're doing.
You know? And for everyone that doesn't know, they're like, it was you that day. Everyone's tuning in from RU.
I didn't
like,
know it was you. Okay.
You didn't know this?
No. I had no idea. I was one of the ones being ushered out the building.
We weren't for sure that it was him in the beginning.
Not yet.
So we walk out. It didn't even seem like it. It didn't think it would be a possibility. So we walk out, and apparently somebody heard someone's cooking sausage again. And we got word of that. We go to our room, and our window, someone opened our window.
Someone like an RA went into your room?
I guess so. But no, there was no note. We got no penalty.
Nothing.
Maybe they never
no
knew.
No email, no nothing.
No email. So we did it again. I'm just kidding. No, it didn't.
I would say it happens a lot. Like popcorn sets off.
The funny thing
so
is
much.
it was like pellet sausage, wasn't it? Or like it was like links.
It was links that I had like cut into little pieces.
It smelled good. But that definitely got me woke. Because I think I was asleep whenever that happened.
Griffin was too.
I know, Ethan over here cooking a stir fry in the house. Griffin was our other roommate, by the way. Some good stories. I remember us getting stuck in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody stuck in the elevator for a little bit. It felt like a horror movie.
I'm ringing the little buzzer. Bell in there.
Okay. For all the people that live at RSU and all you RSU listeners out there, the elevator in UVB has a little buzzer.
And I think all of them have buzzers.
But this was a buzzer.
Yeah.
This one was
This one doesn't go off constantly.
This one was the buzzer of the century.
The birds, is what we call
you
it.
You kind of flicked it. You kind of like, kind of had a little seizure with your finger. And it sounds like a bird, bird kingdom. I would show you guys what it sounds like, but I don't have it
we
on
bring
me.
The whole, we could bring the whole setup.
You could bring the whole elevator.
Just bring the elevator in here.
Okay, all right, let's go. I don't know, good Archie memories.
Radio mobile.
Well, Caleb has stories too. Of roommate stuff.
Nope.
Not good ones.
The one I can think of is Caden getting mad at me for getting a turtle.
Oh my gosh. I got mad at, I'll tell you, there's definitely roommate histories. I'll tell you that much though. We have roommate histories with everyone in this room. Significant. And I'll never take it back. Good memories.
Some of them. There's some bad memories too.
Some bad ones.
Like we were roommates whenever COVID hit. We had to get kicked out like 2 months early. Like, oh, yay, spring break for 2 weeks.
And I'll tell you, during the COVID, okay, so all last summer, I was with Ethan literally nonstop. This dude was, speaking of DoorDashing from earlier in the episode, this dude was
grinding.
Dashing. Grinding. He was more than dashing. He was like the Flash. He was dashing to every door. We would sit in a parking lot for hours on end. Me lean back. Leaned back in another
sometimes
chair.
Asleep. Because of how long we were.
Nauseous or asleep. Always one of the two. And then if you ever have either the driver, you best be prepared for the battle of your life. Whippy.
Whipping everywhere.
And what was the car? What was car type?
What
was the car type that you had at the time?
Chrysler 300?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whipping in a Chrysler
300. V6.
If you ever see a Chrysler 300... V6 last
cream
summer.
Colored.
Cream
Mix
colored.
Oh yeah.
It was cream. Because you forget. Out in Cranmer, that was us last summer. We were the dangerous. We were dangerous. Oh man.
But not Uber Eats though.
Not Uber Eats dangerous, but DoorDash. We actually had some good stories. One time we went to Rib Crib to get an order. And this guy zoomed. Do you remember this? You tell the story.
Was he in an Escalade?
He was in a truck,
I think. Did we zoom in front of him, or did he zoom in front of us?
What happened was, this guy, we thought it was just all pickup. So we got in the line.
No, we skipped the, where you order.
Maybe. Yes, we did. Yeah, so, yeah, he was in the order. We skipped the order because we had a DoorDash order. And this guy, was it after he got his order?
I think he was ordering, and we just boosted in front of him.
Yeah. And this guy was livid. He had to say. He said he would call DoorDash and get us and everything.
Yeah.
Good thing it wasn't my car.
Have a nice day, sir.
I've never cut in line with anybody, though.
It wasn't cut in line. It wasn't cutting
in
line.
There wasn't nobody in front of him.
He was ordering.
So he was just ordering, and then we were just going to pick up.
That makes sense.
An order. Because we were DoorDash. We're dashing away after we're done to the door, you know? I don't know. Juicy moments. Juicy moments. But anyways, beyond that, Ethan's back. I have two roommates in the room, okay? And we love memes. We love, especially the sounds behind these memes. And I asked Caleb if he would put together some sounds and some meme sounds or meme phrases that we don't know what they are. We have to guess. And it's me and you, toe-to-toe, Ethan. Just like old days. Competition is real. This kid, I'll tell you, Ethan's in the top five most competitive people I've ever met in my whole life. So this game's going to be very tense. Just so you're ready.
I'll
and
keep
again,
score.
Ethan, you can't accuse me of cheating because I've never even heard these in my life before. Got a little set. Do you remember which one's which? Caleb has pin ready. ASMR pin ready. Basically, the game is play at home too with you and your fam. Guess what these sounds are. You said five of them. Five of them are sounds.
There's five random sounds you have to guess, and there's five memes that are in reverse that you have to guess.
Okay. Getting a little drink break.
Yeah. I'm sure I would put these in right order because I don't know.
I'm kind of nervous. I'm very scared.
They're not too difficult.
One of us may not make it out of this room alive.
And we've played it before, and I competed with
Andrew Nichols.
Alyssa
Brown.
In her third episode with Alyssa Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
So now you get to see how hard it is.
I know, because I was over here like, guys, this is easy. But now the tide's turned.
Not that
the
easy.
Tide's turned.
Oh, I don't think mine are as difficult as yours.
The turntables and turning tables. Let's hear it.
Are you ready for the first one?
Born ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I thought that was the first one.
Okay, hold on.
Here's the first one.
That's so stupid.
Play it again.
You know what that is. That's him being stupid. That's him being stupid.
That is correct, Caden.
That was literally it.
Yeah.
Was it really?
This game's gonna game's gonna suck. Play it again.
Play it again. The people heard it enough.
I thought that was you at first.
Just a little bit
on the mic.
That sounds like Caleb when he's older, like trying to take a poop. POV.
Also, I won't count that as points for Caden because he saw me recording it, so okay. It's still 0-0.
That's fair.
It's not like I'm cheating.
Yeah, just give it to him. Give him half a point.
I'll give you half, I guess.
don't give me a point for it. Don't give me a point.
Okay, I won't give you points. I'll listen to the host. Okay. Sound two.
This is a meme or just a random sound?
It's a sound.
The first five are all sounds.
Oh, it's a funny meme.
Ripping, it's something hilarious. Ripping?
Not necessarily.
That's a zipper.
Play it again.
You think it's a zipper?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Oh, I'm so...
It's not looking good.
It's technically a zipper on a jeans.
Play it again. Girl, what jeans are you wearing? That thing is loud. On jeans?
On jeans,
girl,
yeah.
How long is her zip?
And it's like an ASMR. Like the microphone's right next to it. Like it's right.
But still, that's a long zip.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
Okay, so the score is 1-0.
All right, next.
Sound number...
Oh, look at him. He's already ready. He's like, next. Hit me with the next
sound
one.
Number three.
Blinds.
Oh, dang. That was
what did he say?
Blinds.
Oh, my God. That's totally what it
that
is. Play it again real quick.
Old blinds. Like those blinds right there.
I never opened my vibe. My blinds. Man, I cannot talk.
You never opened your blinds.
By the way, I like how you pointed it towards the blinds. Those blinds over there. They have no idea where we're at, Ethan. There's no blinds. We're in a cave.
Yeah. Underground.
So it's now tied up 1-1.
I'm so pressed.
You're suppressed? I'm pressed.
I'm pressed. You're depressed. I'm pressed, not depressed. I am both a little bit. Now I got that wrong.
Okay.
Next one.
Sound number 4.
Windshield wiper.
That sounds like a printer.
Incorrect.
Play it again. Yeah, we're keeping guessing.
Got a nice beat to it.
There's some motion. Do you hear the motion there?
I hear a motion, some clicking going on in there.
I'll play it one more time. That's it.
I have no idea.
It sounds like it's trying and it's not working.
Is it something involving a car?
It can be.
It's failing. Something's wrong.
That's incorrect.
That's my brain. Play it again.
I said only one more time.
What? That's not fair.
Just listen to it and imagine it in your head.
I'll do it again. Ready? In my head. Do. 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 Do.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It sounds like something's failing. Something's broken.
Come on, guys.
Like an engine clicking?
Mm-mm.
No?
It could be on a car, but it doesn't have to be.
If I give a hint, then it'll be really easy.
First one to say it.
So once I give the hint, it is opening something.
Opening a door?
Yes, that is that's right,
baby.
What?
Opening a door.
Play it one more time.
Okay.
Let me hear that door.
Okay, yeah, I kind of see it.
Also, you have to realize this is playing and it's
playing. You hear that door open?
It's looping too. It's not just.
What's the?
That's the air.
The door dragging.
The air is the air in that door when you open a.
I think it's the door like dragging on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So this next one is the last sound that I have.
Oh, really?
Only 5 of each.
Okay.
Cutting. So somebody cutting vegetables.
No.
Paper.
Caden.
Is that like...
Well, technically you got it right. It's cutting
origami?
Paper. It's scissors cutting paper.
Put again. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Yeah. What if it's not paper
Ethan
though?
Ethan is 3. Caden, you have 1. Come on, you can surely get.
I'm
the
deaf,
memes, right?
I can't.
What's
hear.
The next section?
5 memes next. Memes.
He's gonna beat me on this. That's why I have to get up and score.
We'll see.
Caden has a slight advantage because he hasn't been in the military for
exactly
like 6 months. So
yeah, I'm gonna live that way no matter what.
All right.
Stand up.
Meme number one.
There's got to be a stand limit, you know.
Meme number 1, in reverse. Just to clarify, it's in reverse.
What?
Okay, yeah. First off, that was the last minute saying that in reverse. It's gonna be actually more difficult than what I think.
It's not too hard.
What? Okay, I have no idea.
We're gonna need to play these like 3 or 4 times.
Do you have the forward version?
I just realized I don't have the forward version.
That's so
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry. Maybe I can find it on my phone and just play it kind of weird.
Play it again.
Okay.
I have... All right.
I have no idea.
Like I'm trying to do it backwards in my brain.
I'm sorry. Just play it backwards. Come on. No guesses?
Let me record that,
Here's a hint. It was a vine.
Put it again.
Typically,
so it's old.
Typically used on like people like fighting, kind of.
Put it again.
Punching.
World Star?
No.
People fighting.
Can we just play it?
Yeah.
I kind of want you to, yeah.
What is that?
What is
that? I've never heard of
that,
in my life.
I've heard of it.
You can hear it now? What is
I still
that?
Don't hear it. It's pretty confusing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess. Everyone
what was
great.
That? I never heard of that in my life.
You never heard that?
All
before?
You Vine fans out there,
this next
DM
one,
me and say that you have not heard
this
that.
This next one, Caden better get.
What is that? That's a burp.
A cow mooing?
No, it's a meme sound, technically.
That's one.
You can't even tell what's going on.
It's not even a phrase.
I'm going to give a really obvious clue here.
No, shush. Play it again.
I'm like, okay.
That is shush. Oh, I missed that. Go ahead. Go play it again. Such a bogus. What is that? It's not even a real sound.
It is a real sound. It's in reverse.
I'm hearing audio.
No, one more time. Do you know what? Let me think on it. Let the audience think on it. Because, you know, we're going to go on a quick break.
Okay.
We'll go on a quick break and we'll figure out what it is after the quick break. So stay tuned. It's kind of late. We'll see you after the short break. Bye, guys.
Now back to It's Kind of Late.
Welcome back
to 91.3.
Oh, how odd that.
He's coming for our job.
Don't touch that mouse.
Don't touch that mouse.
Don't touch that knob.
That's not the answer, by the way. You listen to 91.3.
I know, but I kind of want you to do voiceover for us. Do it 91.3. Do a radio voice.
What do I put at the end of it?
91.3. Do KRSC 91.3. True alternative music. Okay. Can you do it kind of late with Caden Coleman? Okay.
He's shy. Leave him alone.
Oh my God. Okay. Gosh. Gee. Before the break, we were playing Guess That Sound. And we had this mysterious sound that Caleb just made up in his head, I feels like.
No,
play it again. Now, can I say that that's not even real?
It's real. I promise. Everything that I have.
It's the guy burping.
Really, everything that I have recorded, I recorded on the computer and reversed it. So it's
So it's a meme. It's a meme sound, correct?
Yeah.
Reversed.
Yeah.
But it's just a burp.
And Caden should really know this one. Do you give up?
Sounds like Wendy Williams when she goes, oof.
Do you give up?
One more time.
And then no more.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
I don't think that's helping.
I don't even think anyone would get this.
I promise.
Would you get it?
Yes.
Girl.
Yeah. I would.
All right. Place bets on no. Okay, but.
How about I just play the real sound?
Bruh.
Oh.
Work.
Oh.
Bruh.
Oh.
It's bruh. One of our soundboard keys.
Oh. Come on, sounds like a burp. I didn't think you'd choose one from our soundboard. That would be kind of biased.
That's okay.
Ethan's mad now.
Bruh is such a universal sound.
I'm still in the lead.
He's still in the lead.
Oh.
Caden has to get these next two to tie it. So.
You know, they call me Mr. Tie, so I never really win. I just make it.
Okay. Sound number four.
Almost, baby!
That kid.
Oh,
do it for Pakistan.
No.
That's not do it for Pakistan?
No. You need some milk.
That kid is angry. Play it again.
Almost, baby.
That sounds like a kid, like, chanting for the devil.
Doing some tribal rituals, you know.
Almost, trying to think about it. My brain. Is this one obvious too?
No.
About to say.
I'm be honest, I don't even remember what this one was.
Are you for good. Real?
That's good.
Yeah.
So you have no idea?
No.
Can you look at the file? Or no, you just cut it.
Yeah. I have an idea. I have what I wrote it down as, but it doesn't sound like that now. So
that's embarrassing for you.
It
I'm sorry.
Embarrassing, yeah.
I love you still, though. It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get past it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Play it one more time.
This is...
Almost, baby!
What is that? This is even worse than the last one. I have no idea.
So do you know the title of it?
No.
How are you going to know if we get the right answer?
You won't.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's gonna get it right.
Oh, okay. I think it's yours.
I have two. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, I have one written down what I meant to record,
but it's not it.
But I don't think I did. And then I have another one in my head that I think it is.
Play what you think.
Oh, I know what it is actually. Yeah, I know what it is.
This either has short-term memory loss over here.
I just wrote down the wrong one. That's why I got confused.
It's impossible.
I promise. You should know.
Oh no,
That wah part at the very end. Play it.
Play the real song? The rough sound?
Oh, baby, a triple!
It's a triple.
Oh, okay.
When I can hear it now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll baby, play it. It's a triple.
Oh, triple, it's a baby.
Yeah. Man, you guys are... to be fair, I'm not doing
come I'm on. Not doing come on. Guess it. Guess it right now.
All right, what's the last one? This one's for all the marbles.
One. Everyone at home was like, Kaden, what the heck are they playing?
Kaden, if you get this one right, you'll win.
Yeah.
Not in front of a veteran, I won't.
He'll get 2 points and you'll tie. 2 points and you'll tie.
2 points, okay.
Said a little finger. Knees hit her.
This is way too hard.
I think we made it another one. That one's a little tough.
You wanted a replay? Do you want a replay? I'll give you a replay.
Said a little finger. Knees hit her.
I know what this is. I know what it is.
Go ahead and say it.
It's like number 9.
No.
Oh. Play it one more time. Before you play it.
It's that kid that is the number. The guy that talks is like, number 9.
No.
It has to be.
It's from that guy, but you're not saying the right
like,
sound.
He's like, poopy diaper.
No. I'll just play the song because you're not going
to get it. No.
Number 15, Burger King foot lettuce.
Number 15, Burger King foot lettuce. I think I got it close. I said number 9.
Okay, I'll give you half a point, which means you still lose.
Do you know what, though?
That means that we do indeed have a winner. Ethan, you're our winner.
The veteran, stand up.
Stand up, Ethan.
Everyone sing it. I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. No comment. Snap your knee. Oh, that was fun. I just lost.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. But I will say, I mean, Ethan's undefeated now.
Basically, you got to come back. We'll have a Guess That Sound Championship. You need to come back and you'll head.
Oh, we have a tournament.
Who won? Who won? Alyssa Brown or you?
I think Alyssa won.
So we'll have Alyssa Brown in the studio. The two winners of Guess That Sound.
No, we'll do more. We'll have like a whole tournament.
Oh my gosh.
Like the NBA Finals going on right now.
We're going to have a whole show over the game.
I tell you, if I get snort again, I'm not going to win.
Said a little finger.
I thought I kind of got that one, though. The one before that, though.
I'm surprised you didn't remember the... If you would have said number 15, I would have counted, but you said number 9.
I knew it was that guy, number 9. Burger King footless.
Burger King footless.
Number 15. You heard that guy before?
I think I have.
You ever had Burger King foot lettuce?
No.
What does he mean by that? Do you know?
Foot lettuce.
So he's actually doing a countdown video, like one of those like top 20 weirdest things in restaurants
like a joke.
Or something. And like one of them is Burger King foot lettuce because like, I don't remember the entire story, but I think it was like somebody was like putting their foot in the lettuce before they served the sandwiches or something.
What?
That's the flavor.
It was number 15, Burger King.
I'm not going to bash Burger King, but honestly it tastes like it. I don't know how to describe it, but it tastes like their lettuce.
Their chicken fries are pretty good.
I agree. Chicken's better than the burger.
Yeah.
That's controversial.
I don't know.
Chicken King. What if they change their name to Chicken King?
I have an idea for a show, Kaden.
Okay.
We could have a hot take show.
I'm already full of hot takes, though.
Exactly.
Let's do cold takes. We would just say, like, the most obvious things. The sky is blue.
Not today.
Not today. It's kind of gray.
Did you know that we work at RSU Radio?
That's stupid. Show canceled. Anyways, that guy said the episode. I'm sad.
Wasn't there more?
It's all sounds.
Something for the end.
the people.
Oh, of course.
Come on, man.
Even Ethan remembers. He's not the host.
Ethan is like. Jeez. It's kind of like with Ethan Adams.
Hey, he didn't give you permission to use his last name on air.
Yeah, come on.
This one's gonna come find you or something. Yeah, someone. You doing some bad stuff? Okay, so fan submission. I need to make a song for this. Fan submission time. Fan submission. I'll be like that number guy. Number 15. Kylie Lamson said her secret obsession is taking baths at least 5 times a day.
5 times a day?
I can't be healthy.
Rest in peace, your water bill.
And your oil on your skin.
Give me music again. Give me music. Number 15. Her weird snack, pickles and hot sauce. Ah, yeah.
What was that?
Pickles and hot sauce, Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's not controversial. It's just vinegary. Vinegary.
I still have a new soundbite, too.
But Kylie Lamson would also threaten me. She said, if you don't open this the whole show. I did, Kylie. Come at me. Other submissions we have. We have Abigail Johnson. Number 15. Abigail Johnson. Popping mine and other people's pimples.
Yeah,
pop.
Gross.
I think it's kind of juicy.
It's kind of gross.
I think it's kind of interesting.
I'm gonna give that a nice little...
I'm going to give it a yes. Clean skin. Weird. Number 15.
The thing is, if you pop pimples, it makes your skin worse. It gives you scars.
True.
If you don't pop them, you don't get scars.
I'm already mentally scarred, so it's okay.
Okay.
Weird food. Vanina sausages.
That's just, it's Vienna, that's still disgusting.
Vienna. Vanina.
That's probably the biggest boo-worthy statement I've heard all show.
It's just hit Vanina. Like 3 boos in a row.
Yeah.
I'm just losing on losing today. And then we have
actually also you do need to leave.
No, I don't. I'm the host.
Not
here.
You, not you.
Oh, that
whoever
person.
Said Vienna sausages. Then she needs to leave.
Yeah, it's her. It's your friend. Anyways,
are you ashamed that she's my girlfriend?
Oh,
I can say it now?
It's never a secret.
Caleb is not single. He is not on the market anymore, y'all. Give him a round of applause. Caleb, stand up. Stand up.
You act like I've been...
He's still not standing. Come on, stand up.
It just happened.
It's okay.
This is my show. Stand up.
Okay.
Go on, applause, too. Yeah, yeah. Oh, single. Bro isn't single anymore.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's that's so rude. Me and Ethan are single. Hit us up, y'all.
Or you guys can.
We should have a dating show for Ethan. We'll bring it back.
No, I'm all right.
Oh my goodness. No, good. I think The Bachelor. Would you be into that, Bachelor?
No.
Arts radio edition.
I don't got time for that.
Are you sure about that?
I'm completely sure.
Okay. Elizabeth Wiles, my bestie. Is going to be on the show next week, so stay tuned for that. But her suggestion for a weird snack is mustard on watermelon. Have you heard of that trend? It's popular. It is. I think that's kind of insane to me.
Yeah, it is a little insane.
Mustard on watermelon. Let's see what else we got. We have some other submissions that came in. For weird snack, we have a few. Oh my goodness. From Grace, who just graduated from RSU, so congratulations. Stand up, Grace. Stand up.
Stand up.
Wherever you are. Hopefully you're not driving. She thinks that hot dog weenies mix with vanilla ice cream.
What?
Okay. All right.
That's a
sealer. Oh, I'm sorry. No. No, dipped it.
You need
to leave. Dipped it in the ice cream.
That's not as bad, but it's still bad.
Milky Glizzy. Number 15. Glizzies or hot dogs?
You're going too far.
Instant. Okay, so then we have a... Oh, gosh. We have a... Oh, what's this?
Caden lost his submissions.
No, I didn't lose them. We have Max with her submission, with their submission, of instant mashed potatoes with King Hawaiian rolls.
That sounds really good.
That sounds delicious. Really Hawaiian rolls?
The first good obsession.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Kaylee Factor submitting in with Doritos and cream cheese while drinking a McDonald's High C. McDonald's High C.
That sounds electrifying.
That's crack in a drink, I'll tell you that much.
It's not as electrifying as Sprite, though.
It's not a bad pick.
The Sprite, it kind of is that. If you mix McDonald's High C with Sprite, battery acid.
Get you charged up for the week.
Oh, yeah. Warren charged up. But thank y'all for submitting.
That was it?
Yeah.
Is there not any on Instagram?
That was Instagram.
Did you look at all the rest of them like you didn't do last time?
I think I got all of them. And if I didn't, you know what? We'll say in next episode. So, you know what that means. The episode's over. I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. But least of all, we need to do one last stand-up. Ethan.
Oh, God.
Stand-up. Veteran. Great friend. And a brother. The boy is leaving us on the 25th, but don't worry, he won't be gone for long. He'll be back on the show.
One day.
One way or another, unless I die first. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to the show. Again, stay tuned on my Instagram, Caden Coleman Official, as well as the RSU Radio account to hear all things It's Kind of Late and to introduce fan submissions to be on the show. It is so much fun. And again, if you want to be on the show, go to It's Kind of Late Show at gmail.com. Tell me your name, your age, and why you should be on the show, and I'll give you a look. Not in a weird way, but I'll give you a look. And if you miss an episode, always on a podcast. Ethan, do you want to sign us off? You can say whatever. What do you want to say? Peace out.
Signing off, 91.3.
Oh, yeah. See you next time, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.